Okay, we're back here in downtown Chicago, Bay College basketball. The ladies getting things started with two games to close out the regular season today. And our player spotlight, one of the sophomores on this team, Haley Trudell's here. How you doing, Haley?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. The pride of Mid Penn High School. So how's everything going up at Mid Penn for your brother's team and also for the two Englands and the rest of the girls?
The entire crew up there is doing really well. My brother's team, they just played a really hard game against Kearney and were able to come in an upset win. And the two England girls, they're doing amazing. The whole team's doing amazing. Kennedy just hit her 1,000 points, and she's set to come here next year, so I'm really excited to see what she can do next year.
Is there a Crosdale girl up there I heard is pretty good?
Oh, yes. Cameron, she's actually my cousin, and she's doing amazing right now, too.
Well, you're doing amazing as well. The last time we did an interview, it was right after you broke the record for three-pointers for the Bay College Doors. You've added to it since, right?
Yes, I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, so you're setting the bar pretty high for the girls that come after you, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Kennedy could come close to hitting that.
Okay, well, Kennedy, if you're listening, that's a challenge, right, Hales?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, let's talk a little about you had a stretch there where you didn't make any shots, but you turned it around. And so what do you think was the reason for maybe that lull for a few games? And what do you think improved for you against Gogebic yesterday?
I think in practice, I just had to get more shots up. And Gogebic, I think everything just like fell for me.
Yeah, that was. And plus, hey, you guys enjoy playing against Gogebic, don't you?
Oh, we do. It's that rival game. So everyone, high energy. We're really looking forward to this win. So,
well, after all of the emotion of the last week and with the coaching change, you guys got over the initial shock, obviously. So how did you guys, move on from what happened last week?
We just needed to take a quick break and come together and really realize as a team that we need to be strong and push through this.
Yeah, and how about on the basketball court? Because it wasn't only emotion, it was some things we weren't doing right on the court, all the girls that you guys needed to turn around, right?
Yeah, we were making a lot of mental mistakes, but after our last game against Bryan and Stratton, where things weren't really going right, we had to come together and really focus. That was our main thing, focus and push through.
The real strength of your team, and Coach Rob obviously preached this, was your defense, right? And turning that into offense, forcing turnovers and whatnot. And you forced 35 of them against Gogebic the other day. So you think that's a sign of things to come?
Yes, I'm hoping like our defense is finally coming back together. So I think that's a very strong point for us.
So what do you think, obviously the sky's the limit for the girls. So what do you think you guys need to do to get to your goals for the rest of the year, Hales?
I think having the tournaments at home is a really good thing for us because we always shoot well. We have high energy at home, so I'm hoping that can push us into the national tournament.
Yeah, and how about having the fan support? I mean, that was pretty darn incredible against Gogebic the first time we played them, and then even against Bryant Stratton where we didn't play well, but there was a lot of people there.
Yeah, it's amazing how much our community comes to support us. It's awesome. The energy is always really high.
And you know where the national tournament is.
Yes, it'll be Port Huron, I believe. So that's awesome. Not too far of a drive. So,
well, and you guys, you personally and all you sophomores have played in that arena, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be quite comfortable for us to be in a gym that we played in before.
Okay, well, Haley, what are you studying here at Bay College?
Business administration.
And so what is that? What kind of job does that lead you to initially?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Well, but you have to be good with numbers, right?
Oh, yes. I love numbers.
Well, I'm glad you do because some of us have to be for the ones who don't know, and I'm not very good at math.
Really?
Yeah, no, I never was real good at that. Okay, well, Hales, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening, including the people that keep trying to call on the phone here.
I'll give a shout-out to my mom and my dad, my grandparents listening at home, and my brother Dylan.
All right. Not necessarily in that order.
No.
Okay. All right, Haley. Well, hey, let's go out there and get them. Let's have a good, strong run here, eh?
Yes, let's go get it.
All right. Haley Trudell, everybody, the pride of Mid Penn High School. More coming up from here at downtown Chicago at Daly College after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.